This moment is yours, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm aware. I wrote that song some while back. I didn't know what it meant till early this week, I'll be honest with you. I had a just, the way God works is he's yet unfolding. He's constant. Just when you think you know him, and just when you think you got it and you got a grip and you done got the word of your life, here he come with another one. And he's always revealing and opening. You can't get enough of God. It's what you call an insatiable desire. Desire so strong that you just, it causes you. Nobody has to convince you or force you or push you or coerce you to follow after Christ. You're doing it because desire is calling for it. But something different. It's something I've seen. I'm grateful to have been born where I was born. And I'm grateful to be born in the time that I was born in, to be able to, and I say this with all sincerity, and he would say it, we're giving all glory to God, but I'm grateful to be born in the time that Apostle Thompson has lived. I don't say it because, you know, it's my dad or it's a fanfare or to be stroking, but I've seen something. I've seen a lot of preachers. And I've been in a lot of church. I've been to a lot of conferences and conventions and convocations and whatever other C words you want to use. I've been to all of them. And there's something that I've seen. Tonight we're going to talk about awareness faith. One of the things, don't worry about me if it looks like I ain't got nothing to say. Or if it looks like I'm fumbling a little bit, because that's how it works sometimes. There's several pieces of advice. I wouldn't even call them advice. I'd call them impartations that apostles is giving me over the years. But one of the ones that he always said was you have to practice the presence of God. Now, not only did he say it, but I saw it in him. Me being at the house, I'm with him in times where you may not see him. I'm at times at dinner tables or when we're sitting there and the family wants to watch something on TV and we do the normal family time, right? Or we're off on vacation somewhere or we're off, you know, wherever families do family stuff, right? We're doing those things and I would see him and it wasn't awkward. It wasn't rude, but I would see him, you know, turn off, like he turned away. Because God got something to say to him. It didn't matter where we were. It didn't matter what was going on. It didn't matter what we wanted as children. It didn't matter what my mother wanted as a wife. It didn't matter what was going on because the presence of God was primary. This is what I'm saying. The presence of God is primary. Say that with me. The presence of God is primary. I'll say it again. The presence of God is primary. It is the first thing. When Matthew 6 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, he's talking about the presence of God. Now, not seeking it like it's somewhere else, but realizing that the presence of God is within you. Amen. I would see him. We'd be having a good old time doing whatever. And it's not that our time stopped. We'd laugh, me and Leroy Jr. and Shauna. No, we'd laugh. We'd do whatever we're doing. But he stopped. I saw it last week. I eat lunch with him every day. Me, him, and my mother, we eat lunch every day. And so I'm sitting there and we talking, and he's on out. And like, it's not weird. I'm trying to describe it to you. But we sitting there talking and we'll be talking about something and you bring something up and then he'd be like, what? Like, oh, okay. And then you can tell he's trying to hurry up and get you to finish saying what you're saying so he can get back to what the Lord is saying to him. Or he can click out. We call it click out, but he's really clicking in. He said, practice the presence of God. And I watched over the years that there was nothing in his life that took precedence over the presence of God. Not my mother. That's his wife. Not my mother. Not his children. Not the members. Not this church. You know, Apostle talks about, you know, God has blessed him. I don't care about none of that. The presence of God. the presence of God, always consistently aware of God. God around and God within. I want to say it again, God around you and God within. There's a level of awareness that we have to step up to. God has never left us. He's never been away from us. And we've never been separated from him. Well, what happened in the garden? What happened in the garden? Happened in the garden. Adam and Eve thought they were smart. That's how we are sometimes. We wanted to be able to have intellect without God's direction. Listen to what I'm saying. If you ever go back and read the story, you see Adam and Eve never apologize. They never repent. They never say we were wrong. We got to find ourselves. Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. We have to find ourselves. It was nobody's going to describe it to you this way, but it was a bigotry anointing they had. It was all ego. Well, okay, we hear you, but now we got the knowledge of good and evil. And so God tells them, and I'm going to go through this. I got to get into the, God tells them, you know, well, this is what's going to happen. You're going to work by the sweat of your brow, and it's always going to be difficult for you now. And then you're going to have pain in childbirth. And the snake is going, the serpent is going to bruise your heel. You're going to bruise his head. And we're going to have all this drama that wasn't there before. Right? Well, all right, kick us out. Kick us out. Put us out the garden. At least we got the knowledge of good and evil now. We just like you. Until that pain hit. And until that sweat started coming out. And hold up, this is different from the garden. Then they start making sacrifices. And now from that time on, mankind is alienated from God as his father. Not because of God, but because of man's mind. You go through the Old Testament, you never see them call him father. It's always the Lord God, Almighty God. We got all other names under the sun. But the Father is the most intimate name. Why? Because when I call you Father, I admit that I came directly from you. Y'all better hear what I'm saying real quick. When I call you Father, when I call him Father, I admit that I come directly from him. And not only do I admit that I come directly from him, they got mad at Jesus for calling God his Father because it made him equal with God. And we get nervous when we hear that. But God ain't nervous. God wish you act equal with him. This was the point I'm making you. So that I can have equals walking around, being fruitful and multiplying and replenishing the earth. Are y'all understanding me? The awareness. Everybody say awareness faith. Awareness. Come on, say it again. Say awareness faith. Awareness. Come on, say it again. Say awareness faith. Awareness. Now, how aware are you of the Father being in you? How aware? How often are you aware? Are those moments that you feel alone, are you aware? Did God take his, I saw in Genesis, he said he breathed in the man and man became a living soul. Y'all remember that? I never heard him say he inhaled and took it back. So, I mean, it's been there with us the whole time, huh? Any sin nature that they call it or anything that we was walking in that, not God. In Genesis 28, and you don't have to turn there. I'll read him. Genesis 28, verse 11 is talking about Jacob. And Jacob went out from Bathsheba and went towards Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took the stones of that place and put them for pillows. And he lay down in a place to sleep. And he dreamed a dream. He dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on earth. And on top of it reached heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord God stood above it and said, I am the Lord thy God, Abraham, thy father, and God, and the God of Isaac. The land wherein thou liest, to thee I will give it, to thee and thy seed. And thy seed shall be the dust of the earth. Thou shalt spread abroad to the west and the east, and to the north and the south, and thee and the seed, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And he said, behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whithersoever thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken of thee of. And Jacob awaketh out of his sleep. And he said, now watch this. Watch this. And he said, and watch this. And he said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. Are you telling me that the Lord can be somewhere and we don't know he's there? it's not that we call him omnipresent. Don't we say God is omnipresent? We can't pick and choose when that works. We can't say he omnipresent, but welcome his presence into the building. Because who got here first? That issue that you might come up on, whenever you come up on him, who was there first? God was at the issue before you knew there was an issue. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it now. And he's talking about the ladder going up and down, the angels going up and down the ladder, special place. Of course, little second lady, he's talking about he's going to make an altar, because that's what we do. We want to make a shrine out of it instead of living it. Instead of realize what he's saying. I remember teaching in my Church Unusual class, and the Holy Spirit hit me in the middle of the class. And he said, surely, watch this. Put your hand on yourself. Put your hand on your chest. Surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. That would hit a little different. Do you mean the Lord is in this place? My body is the temple. Do you mean the Lord is in this place, but I can be living like I don't know it? The only reason we don't know it is because we either forget or nobody told us. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And he said that. We used to say it fast. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because the priests reject knowledge. But this is how he said it. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He said, therefore, he's talking to the priest at the time, I reject you as priest because you rejected knowledge. And you didn't tell the people what was really going on, where I really was on the inside. So you got them lifting hands and building altars. Gone are the days that the presence of God is carried in the Ark of the Covenant. And gone are the days that the presence of God is only in the temple.
Yes, sir.
Right? Because he's in my temple. Say he's in my temple.
Yes.
Come on, say the Spirit of God is on the inside of me. Say it again. The Spirit of God is on the inside of me. And I am aware. See, if I put $1 billion in a bank for you, I don't know what bank can hold $1 billion, but we're going to use our imagination. Right? What point is it that is there if you're not aware? If you are not aware that it's there, you can't take benefit from it. You're going to be living like you ain't got it. If you're not aware. I was talking to somebody about Jesus the other day. And I'm hitting my points. I'm a red word guy. I'm hitting my points and say, man, Jesus did this and Jesus did that and Jesus did that and Jesus, and it was good talk. And it's normal talking. We all normally say amen. But God didn't say amen to me that day. I'm talking to this guy about Jesus. And he told me this. I never heard this before. He said, stop talking about me like I ain't here. I broke down. I don't want to stay here too long because church will be over. I broke down. He say, stop talking about me like I'm not here. So then that went for that. That transferred to everything. Stop praying like I ain't here. Praying afar off. God, come do something. I'm worshiping you from afar off. So that your presence can fill this room. Well, what happened when you walked in? Jesus the Christ. There's a gospel being preached, and they leave it here. And you got to hear what I'm saying. They leave it here saying, Jesus paid the price for me. I'm glad he took my place. Y'all know that, right? Amen. Come on. Y'all know that, right? Yeah. But he didn't take your place, so you didn't have a place. He paid the price. He gave his life as a ransom. Right? So you know how to give your life as a ransom. He did what he did to show you who you are. I loathe it when people say he did it, so I ain't got to do it. It's a faulty grace message. And not by works. What does it mean? If it's not by works, then what did he mean when he said the works that I do shall you do also? And greater works than these, because I go unto my Father. What does he mean, Will? If it's not by works. That's not by your former works of the law. What the law told you is, watch this. The law tells you, he tried to keep you in place. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. Never tell you what to do. But then here's Jesus, and he shows you exactly who you are and where your Father is. Yes, he's above you. Yes, the Father is around you. But the Father is also within me. The Father is also within me. Say it. The Father is also within me. And I have to be aware. Say it. See, I can put my faith on a lot of different things and try to make a lot of different things happen. But some, okay, proof in the pudding is eating, right? That's the old statement, right? Some of y'all know what that means. The proof in the pudding is the eating. That means the pudding ain't good unless you taste it. Don't tell me nothing about your cooking unless I taste it and somebody says it's good. The proof in the pudding is the eating. It ain't worth nothing until somebody didn't taste it. Right. Such as cook good. How you tasted it before? That's the proof, all right? Have you ever prayed a prayer of faith and didn't get what you prayed for? Answer me like we holler when we want the blessing. Y'all know, let me tell you something about church. Y'all, we like to holler. The blessing of the Lord going to be, whoa! No, you're the same voice right now. Have you ever prayed a prayer and it didn't come through? Yes. And then when we say, we're going, I got to wait on the Lord. Maybe he ain't want me with that. Or we come up with all our excuses for ourselves. Right. Just sad, sorry excuses. Yeah. Come on, we got to be honest with ourselves. Know yourself first. Know thyself. Find thyself. The first rule in following the map is find thyself. Yeah. Right? You ever prayed a prayer in faith, wrapped it with all the scriptures? Hebrews 11:1, Hebrews 11:6, Romans 10:17, all the faith scriptures. You wrapped it with all of them and ain't nothing show up. But what's the problem? Jacob says, surely the Lord is in this place and I didn't know it. Angels descending up and down the ladder, up and down the ladder. He has a dream and he sees it. And he says, surely the Lord is in this place and I didn't know it. That means I came here and went to sleep on God and didn't even know he was in this place. Wait, wake him up, wake him up, wake him up. He's in the bottom of the ship sleeping and you trying to fight the storm and you scared of the storm, but how can I be scared if he's here? Where does fear fit in? If God is here, where can fear sit? Fear ain't got no seats. If God is here, all the seats are filled.
Hallelujah.
If God is here, and he is, say he is.
He is.
If God is here, and say I'm aware. If God is here and I'm aware and he's here right now, then how can he and sickness dwell in the same place?
Hallelujah. Good. Praise God.
How can he and poverty dwell in the same place? He can't. So if poverty is where you are, you're not aware. It's not that something is wrong with you. You're just not aware. The enemy wants to convince you that you're doing something wrong or that something is wrong with you and give you a guilt card. Well, you ain't gave enough yesterday or you didn't pray enough yesterday or you didn't do it. No. Be aware. And the awareness allows the flow to flow. Out of that belly shall flow of living. When she said the other day, she said, I'm listening to Apostle all day long. She's working on that awareness. Apostle is not who he is and where he is because of how many prayers he prayed. Thank God for the prayers, but he prayed from an aware place. So I don't pray for God to come do something. Come do this, Lord. We've been doing it all our life. Come do this, Lord. He said, you do it. I'll never forget an old story Brother Hagin was talking about. He said that somebody, some demon or something, and they say, come, Lord, come cast him out, come get him. He said, no, you do it. Did I waste my time sending Jesus? I must have wasted it. Wow. I must have wasted all that. You keep asking me to come do it. What you here for? I might as well get you on out of here. What's the point of you being here if you're not going to do the works of God and let him work through you? It is God which worketh in me to will and do of his good pleasures. Jesus even said it. It's the Father that doeth the work. But where is he going to do the work? I'm tired of this deferred faith. One day it's going to happen. Well, what day? He told me take no thought for tomorrow. So how am I talking about one day it's going to happen? Now is the moment. This is why he refers to himself as I am, not I will be. Or I was. I am means here now. I am demands awareness. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? I am demands awareness. Come on, say I am demands awareness. You be mindful of what you connect that I am to.
That's right.
Angels going up and down. I got to get past this. Oh, Holy Spirit, I got to get past the angels going up and down. John chapter 1. The angels going up and down. And he said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I didn't know it. And I got convicted when I heard it because that means he could be doing what he's doing and doing what he's supposed to do. But I don't know it because I'm not aware. He could be working in me on my behalf. He wants me to say something. I found out the other day that when you get submitted to the Lord, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. When you get submitted to the Father and submit to his awareness on the inside of you, you can start talking to yourself and it'll be him talking to you.
That's right.
No, y'all not hearing me. Y'all scared to talk to yourself because you think somebody's going to think you crazy. Who cares? We're waiting for an audible voice when it's going to be an inner voice. I sit there and I was talking to some friends, Jerry, I'm talking to some friends, and we start talking about the Lord, and then stuff started coming out. And I had to stop and say, listen, I'm learning this right now while I'm talking to y'all. I'll tell y'all that while I'm preaching. I say it in my class all the time. I'm learning this while I'm talking to y'all. I know it's some, but I ain't too big to come out here and be like, I ain't know it all. No, I don't. Teach me, Holy Ghost. Teach me in the middle of the message. And you will open your mouth and the voice that comes out won't be yours. It'll be the voice of the Almighty God. I used to ask when I was younger, how I know if that's God talking to me? It'll come through you like a river. It'll come through you like a flow. And it'll be something that you didn't know before. I ain't know this before. Ain't no way that I could have thought about that. I ain't that smart. Come on, go ahead and say it. I ain't that smart. Say it. On Zoom, everybody say, I ain't that smart. I'm not that smart. You know, when you say that, you know who you sound like? You sound like the Messiah. Yeah. Say, I ain't that smart. I said, I ain't that smart. Come on, watch it, because the Messiah said, why you call me good? Ain't nothing good but one, that's God. Don't come trying to blow my head up. That's a good message. Yeah, it sure was, Lord. Everybody say aware.
Aware.
Come on, say it again, aware.
Aware.
Could it be that God has constantly been there and my losing moments are when I lost awareness? Up and down, special place. Angels coming up and down that ladder. Surely, the Lord is in this place. I didn't know it. Next time, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Ooh. Next time, remind yourself. Don't make an agreement with the fear. I tell people, stop dealing with fear. Stop dealing with your issues. You know, when you deal with something, when you make a deal, that's y'all exchanging. You've connected. You've made a covenant. You're dealing with it. You're not meant to deal with it.
Come on.
Next time, remind, man, the Lord is in this place and I didn't know it. And then once you remind yourself that, then you start to speak like the Lord to the situation. You know, I keep getting ahead of myself. You know, you never, go read it. Go read the gospel. I've been in the gospel up and down, back and forth, flip and flop, all that, right? I done been in the gospel. What translation you want? I done been all in them. You know, God, you know, Jesus never said, God told me to tell y'all. Oh, y'all thought he said it, huh? Yeah, he did. Go read it. Go find it. He never said, and the Lord told me to tell y'all. No, he said, when you see me. And although we run, we look at that as a powerful statement and a dominion statement and a powerful statement, it is one of the most humble statements ever made because he almost makes himself invisible. Y'all ain't catching me. Y'all ain't catching me. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. You don't see me by myself no more. You don't see me, you see the Father. Y'all understand this? Right? We thought, when you see me, you see the Father. I got all the power. He's like, no, no, when you see me, you see the Father, because the power is based in humility. I got to get over here. Jesus said, when you learn from me, learn from me. He said, and he didn't say, I'm strong and powerful, I'm anointed and gifted. Huh? He said, I'm meek and lowly in heart. And you'll find rest for your soul. Now, whether you know it or not, and I'm going to take you to the scripture in a couple of minutes, whether you know it or not, some of our normal things that we think we do are high-mindedness. Any place unaware of the Father is high-minded.
Come on.
I don't care if you're on top of it, whatever you think, it's high-mindedness. It's some other thought process, some other self that got you thinking something unaware of the Father. Up and down the ladder, up and down the ladder. Surely the Lord is in this place. And then Jesus starts talking in verse 51, John chapter 1, verse 51. And you got to catch Jesus. You got to catch him. Everybody look at your neighbor and tell him, I got to catch him. I got to catch Jesus. I got to catch what he's saying to me. Because if I don't spend enough time and I don't catch what he's saying, then I don't catch who he's trying to identify me as. Jesus, from the time he started talking until the time he went to the cross and after, was identifying you. He was trying to tell you who you are. He was trying to tell you to forsake that God-forsaken way that happened in the garden and get back to your rightful spot. This is what he's saying the whole time, Rachel. This is what he's saying the whole time. Whole time. No, he didn't have another message. This is who you are. You're son of God. You're daughter of God. You're one with the Father. He never left you. He's always there. Become aware. Verse 51. You got to catch it because Jesus says things in the New Testament and he'll say things that'll prick something in the Old Testament if you don't pay attention. Remember the angels going up and down, going up and down the ladder. And Jacob says, surely the Lord is in this place. He never was talking about this place. Surely the Lord is here. So I'm going to build an altar over here. I'm going to build a ministry over here because surely the Lord is working in this place. And Lord? Well, people don't know. The Lord told Apostle, I'm going to do it in Darrow. Right? It wasn't because Darrow was special. It was the obedience of Apostle. Wherever Apostle went, that's where it's going to get done at. Amen, Montreal. Amen, boy. Amen. Amen, boy. You're saying the truth. Lord talked to me, encouraged me himself. Wherever he went, that's where it's going to work. He just said do it in Darrow because he wanted it done in Darrow. So I got to put some seed in Darrow. No diss on Darrow, but Darrow was not the greatest spot to pick. I just want y'all to understand, some of us are after 96. We after 96 members. Amen. God bless you. I'm not knocking, but anybody before 96. Darrow wasn't the greatest place to like, oh man, we about to tear down in Darrow. This place where we're on right now is supposed to be a garbage dump. But when God plants a seed, whatever that place is, become whatever God wants it to be. Have you been the seed? But see, you are the seed that God is planting. I saw something today and said, thank God I was born in the time I was born in, the year I was born, the generation I was born, because there was something that God wanted to do in that generation that he sent me specifically for. Yeah. Stop complaining about where he put you. Look, stop complaining. Everybody say stop complaining. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Look at your neighbor. Tell him stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Like stop. Like, tell him stop it like you're talking to a little kid. Stop it. Look at him. Stop it. Stop complaining. I wrote this the other day. Can I tell you what I wrote?
Yes.
The nails that were meant to crucify us, we took them and repurposed it to try to build our lives. And we end up building on the sand. But if you just allow the nails that come towards you to receive them like Jesus received them, he'd resurrect that situation. He's trying to resurrect the situation in you, but you're not allowing yourself to be crucified. Paul said, for I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. What is that? Who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. But it's frustrating when things are coming in your life and you don't handle them the same way Jesus did. That situation coming in your life, say, I'm going to kill you. He said, you can't take my life. What Jesus told him? He said, I'll call angels and he'll come down here. Angels will come down here and wipe this whole thing out. You can't take my life. I give it as a sacrifice. There is no resurrection without death.
Yes.
You cannot. Paul said, I'm reading the class the other day. He said that I may know him.
Yeah.
Y'all know it, huh? Y'all know that one? Y'all want a quote record? That I may know him in the power of his resurrection. That's the part we get to shouting at. And the fellowship of his suffering. We skip it real fast. The fellowship of his suffering. Then it says, being made conformable unto his death. Taking the form. You ready to die. Y'all ain't know y'all signed up for that, huh? When you went and said, repeat after me. Lord, come into my life. Be my. Y'all remember repeat after me prayer? No, y'all answer me right quick. But you ain't know you were signed up for that. Huh? You just trying to get rid of that sin. Trying to get away from it. You didn't know the way to get away from it, die. Y'all need to put in that track. And that little track we giving out, now you know what you're signing up for, right? Put in a small little disclaimer. You know you got to deny yourself. You know it's about to get bloody, right? The awareness of the Father in you, walking in awareness, faith of the Father, does not, it is not fearful of any situation that comes, because whatever situation that comes towards me will be converted by me.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's a different mentality. We got to eat this. It's a different mentality. It will be converted by me. When the problem comes, you know Jesus said, resist not evil.
Yeah.
I'm going to read y'all Bible. I need to read y'all Bible a little bit more. You know, we say, he said, resist not evil. Whatever do you mean, Jesus? He said, when the evil comes, it'll be converted. What did he say? Do with your enemies. Love your enemies. Pray for those. It's conversion. You don't cuss them. Don't rebuke them. Don't try to ask the angel to protect you from your enemies. Because they're to be converted.
That's right.
He prepares a table for me in the presence of my
enemies.
Now we thought, you know, he going to sit me right in between y'all and y'all ain't going to be able to touch me. Y'all enemy, he going to prepare a table right here. He don't even care. Y'all ain't going to be able to touch me. No, he prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies and the cup runs over for the enemy.
Come on.
Y'all going to read Elisha, he set, in one part of the scripture, he set the other people. He said, y'all follow me. I'm going to show y'all where it's at. And set them up and took them right to the army. And when it's time to kill them, they say, do we kill them, Lord? Do we kill them? Are we supposed to kill them? And he started asking for grace and mercy for them. And said, set a table for them and let them eat with you. And they say those people never came back to try to invade their land.
Amen.
See, the awareness of God in you makes you act different. See, the awareness of God makes you see things differently. The awareness of God, when you're aware of God in you. Come on, say, I'm aware of God in me. When I'm aware of God in me, then when I get to the situation, what they see as dead, I see as about to get up.
Yes. Yeah.
Are y'all understanding me?
Yeah.
That's when he's going to send you to a place that seems to be barren, but he's going to make it fruitful through you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. John, I know the two scriptures. I said a bunch. 51, he says, "And verily I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." So he's not going to be in this place no more. And you ain't going to need no ladder. They call it Jacob's ladder, ain't it? They don't need no ladder now.
That's good.
The angels are descending on the Son of Man. He's trying to tell you he's changing it. He's changing from a place to a person. Can y'all get with me? Just say amen. Just say amen. Just say amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
He's changing it from a place where you're trying to build an altar to a person that is the altar. We walk around like we ain't got him. We talk to people like we ain't got him. We deal with situations like he ain't there. Right now, I'm not talking about they used to say he was everywhere, but they used it against us when we was younger. You know, he watching y'all in the dark and in the light when it was done in the dark. Y'all know what I'm talking about, what's done. You know he watching you now. He got his eyes on you everywhere. The youth pastor used to wear us out with it. I was the youth pastor, used to wear people out with it.
Big facts.
Big facts. But we never use it knowing that we're one with the Father. It even makes you nervous when you say it. Don't it? I know that's why I get quiet. I feel you. I can feel you. I know. No, one with God. I ain't said it. I didn't make this up. I didn't come up with a new doctrine. Jesus said it. Your Lord and Savior. The one that you're worshiping. No. Let me say it again. The one that you love.
That's right.
Told you.
That's right.
That you won with him.
Yes.
John 15. I ain't waiting on you. I'm the true vine and my Father is the husband. Every branch of me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that they may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word that I have spoken to you. So I'm cleaning you out. I'm cleaning you out from all that unrighteousness. I'm cleaning you out from the idea that you are not one with me. I'm cleaning you out from this filth of separation. You clean through the word that I've spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Listen to what I'm saying. The branch, abide in me. Did you skip one of them? Or did you skip them, yeah? Verse 4. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Hold on. See, we read these things and read them fast, but we don't understand what he's saying. Abide in me.
Come on. Oh, Jesus.
Woo. I'll wait till it hits you. This man is saying, abide in me, dwell in me, live in me, have your existence.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't say visit me. He doesn't say be my guest. And he would not tell me to abide in him if I could not abide in him. If I didn't have a right to be there, he wouldn't tell me to be there. But because he tells me to be there, Mike, that means I got a right to be there. So why am I living over there when I should be living in him? Have faith in God. Abide. Not next to me, not by me, not for me.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say it again, not for me. Abiding for the Lord. You're in the wrong place. Abide.
Amen.
And I in you. Sound like one to me. I'm in him and he in me. Sound like one to me. Bars. As the branch cannot bear fruit. If y'all know what bars is. Whenever y'all hear me say bars, it's a rhyme. He and me. Sound like one to me. Like rap. They call them bars. Amen. Revelation knowledge. Bear fruit of itself. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. Now we've been asking the vine to bring us fruit. But this is not the way. You know the fruits of the Spirit? They call them fruits for a reason, because they come from you. You don't develop it, though. Let me develop the fruits. How you develop a fruit? You grow. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, kindness, temperance. All those things. You don't have to. I mean, I got to work on my patience. No, you don't have to work on your patience. Yield.
Come on.
If you would just yield. Y'all don't hear me. If you would just do your hands, please, just yield. Yeah. Yeah. Abide in the vine no more. Can ye accept you abide in me? Verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branch. He got to be clear about it. I'm the vine, you the branch. He that abided in me, says it again. And I in him, the same bringeth forth, not just fruit. What's that last line? Ooh. We've been praying in tongues, not being aware. We've been singing these worship songs unaware. We've been praying these prayers unaware. We've been praying these outside prayers. Take me into your inner court. Ain't no more inner court. Ain't no more Ark of the Covenant. Ain't no more glory in the temple. Ain't no more inner court. It's over with. They say when Jesus gave up the ghost, they say the veil was rent from top to bottom. I believe it described it top to bottom on purpose, so no man could have ripped it. God ripped it himself. Yeah. Ain't no veil. I said in bad English, just like I said, it ain't no veil. So if you stand on the outside, it's because you want to. Why would I be on the outside when my life is on the inside? You ever ask yourself that? See, you got to stop this. Stop. Calm down. Why am I outside right now? You outside your own house. I give you the keys to the kingdom. And you crying, you going to call me and tell me, come let me in the house. That's your house. Why are you outside? Worry, fear, anxiety, stress. All those things on the outside. I'm dealing with, go inside. Y'all come counsel with me. I got all these problems. Go inside. I don't know what to tell you. Go inside. Abide in the vine. Abiding in the vine. Remember that song, Abiding in the Vine? You remember that? Yeah. It was on something. We know what we're talking about. Way back, I was a little boy, and we sang that song. We know what we're talking about. He on the inside. I'm aware of him on the inside of me. Say it. I'm aware of the Father on the inside of me. I will be aware of the Father on the inside of me from now on. I will not forget that the Spirit of God is on the inside of me, dwelling in me, living in me, producing in me, producing through me. See, this is a witness. The best witness you can be. I know y'all talking to people. God bless all that. But the best witness, when they call a witness, When you witness something, you didn't. And even when you witness it, he's going to tell you why. Next time you go talk to somebody about Jesus, he said, talk about me like I ain't here. Because along with your rhetoric and your 1-2 punch, should come some power.
That's right.
And if this person is in a situation or something is going on, there should be some freedom that comes from you. Watch this. Not no power that you got to work up. The history of the charismatic church has fooled us from what the power of God is. Majority of what we thought the power of God is has been emotion. I can make you feel goosebumps. I start singing real good. We start feeling goosebumps up in here. Oh, here's what the indwelling of God does. It shows up when you're aware of God in you and you're aware that everywhere you are, God is. When it shows up, it speaks for itself. I prove to you, I got to tell you nothing. Y'all remember them demons? He come up, it's right after he done got up and rebuked the storm. And I love the chapter because the whole, I didn't see no red words. Usually I'd be loving to see the red words. I ain't see none. It tells the whole story. Jesus pull up. These demons, two dudes with demons come outside. Jesus ain't say nothing to them. He ain't say, come out, I rebuke y'all, I'm coming get y'all, I'm coming bind y'all, the gates of hell shall not prevail. He ain't say none of that. He just pull up. And they came outside talking about, wait, what you doing here? They recognized him. Yeah, when I pull up. Now I'm gonna get y'all to say, when I pull up, they recognize me. Say it again, when I pull up. They recognize me. Jesus, pull up. Skirk, he pull up. Skirk. He pull up. He pull up. And they got to talking. And Jesus ain't say nothing back. They started rebuking themselves. The demons started casting themselves out. The demon came up with a solution for Jesus. Y'all just take a time. I ain't got time to go read it right now. He just pull up. They say, what you here for? You come to torment us too early. We ain't know you was coming today. Jesus said, look at him. Some of your problems need to look at him. Stop talking. I remember sometimes there are situations where things happen to people in the church, and something happen, and the first mechanism we go to is and I remember a couple times saying, no, stop praying, please. Stop praying. And I speak to the situation, they got to get up. That's what I'm saying. We go to our cold thing that we think is spiritual, and we forget that I'm aware that God is in me. Yeah. Jesus don't work up nothing. He just pull up.
That's right.
And they start talking. And see, some of your problems, you need to pull up on them.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Pull up on me.
Right.
Need to pull up.
That's right.
And when they see you, who they see? Wait. What you doing here? You come to torment us too early. What's going on? You come to torment us early. What's going on? Why are you here? Why are you here? What you come to torment? And Jesus, look at him.
That's it.
We talking to these problems too much. Having these conversations. You are not worth talking to me. You're beneath me. Are you under my feet or not? Or not, right? Are you under my feet? Right? And if you're under my feet, then what are we talking about? You shouldn't be looking at me eye to eye. Go to where you come from. So when I show up, some of y'all got problems at your house right now. When you show up tonight, it's going to be asking you, can it leave?
Come on.
And all your job say, go. That's all Jesus did. The only red words I saw was G-O, period. They said, they got some pigs over there. Can we go in the pigs? That wasn't even Jesus' idea. They got innovative. They got miraculous. Go. Say it.
Go.
How'd that feel? Your issue come up, go. Had pain, try to eat you. These crazy thoughts try to come up. Now that's awareness talk though.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
See that's not a believing and receiving talk. That's awareness.
Yeah.
Truth is, I already got it.
Yes, sir.
Truth is, it's already in me. The scripture goes over and over again. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells. Then he said, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you, shall he not also quicken your mortal bodies? In other words, am I not going to make your body alive like mine? This is our favorite one. Greater is he that is. Finish it now. Come on.
Yes,
I know how I feel, because sometimes when I quote them scriptures and I get some awareness, and I'm like, well, I ain't know. God, dog, I wasn't even looking at it like that. That's okay. Now you do. Yeah. Greater. That's why you do greater works. Because greater is he that is.
In me.
Where?
In me.
It didn't say with you, did it? It didn't say around you, did it? It said in me. I'm aware that greater is in me.
Yeah.
And then it says greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He's trying to make a point. But I've got to click on the switch of awareness. And I got to keep it on and don't turn it off.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
Now, awareness. Let me break some urban myths, urban legends. The awareness. Oh, Father, I'm aware of you. No, you ain't got to do that all the time. You ain't got time to do that all the time. Tell me what song Jesus sung before he cast out a demon.
Not one.
I'll wait. Y'all got any? Jesus sang. Jesus had a 1 and 2 selection, an A and B selection, and finally worked up the lather of the Holy Ghost, and then was able to show up because he's aware. I teach this in my church unusual class. We should come to church aware. We've been coming to church to receive. Hey, y'all can hear me or not, but it's real regardless. We've been coming to church to receive when we already got it. Is the Spirit of God is on the inside of you, right? Is the Spirit of God on the inside of you? Answer me yes. Well, if this is true, then what did you walk in here with? What did you walk in here lacking?
Nothing.
What ain't in God? What's not in God? Tell me something that ain't in God. Tell me something that God doesn't have that he has provided for you already. Tell me something that pertains unto life and godliness that God don't have.
That's good, sir.
So when you walked in, you came in with it, huh? I came here with it. Say, I came here with it. Come on, say, I came here with it. Come on, say it again. Say, I came here with it. Well, then what happens? If I came here with it and he come here with it, then what's going to happen when we get with it? There's some alignment. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, there's alignment. Jesus' whole point was putting us into alignment with the Father. The Father knew who you were, but we didn't.
Yeah.
He'd been knowing you the whole time. I created you this way.
Yes, sir.
I made you this way. The only person that forgot about God is us.
Yeah.
And we didn't realize. I ain't got time to go over there to Luke. He said, lo here. Lo there. No, the kingdom of God is where every kingdom has a king, and every king sits on the throne of that kingdom. So if the kingdom of God is within, then who's sitting on the throne of your heart? All he's asking you to do is yield. There's a scripture of the fellowship of his sufferings. Fellowship of his sufferings. I ain't got no time to get in there. The fellowship of his sufferings. He's trying to teach you something about humility. He's trying to teach you something about being humble. But we run away and we rebuke them instead of learning the lessons and resurrecting the situations. When the situation meets you, it should be converted into what God wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Don't send it away, convert it. Listen to what I'm saying. My awareness lives in the fact that the king sits upon my throne. He sits upon the throne of my heart. There is no other person that's given direction to me. As I speak, God speaks through me. And whatever my situation hears is God coming through me. It is God who's working in me.
Yes, sir.
But, I know you. I got to nail it home. Because we've got to become more aware on a consistent basis. It's not at prayer. Y'all keep leaving awareness at prayer. Or we keep leaving awareness at church. Or we keep leaving it in I always ask people, say, well, my morning devotion, what's the rest of your day? Remember, we started talking about practice the presence of God. Right? Wait, so I need to kill these. I need to kill these other thoughts in your mind. You think that a certain place that you work or a certain place you go, ain't no spirit of God there.
Right.
Or you think it's more spiritual at the church than it is at your job. Where God at? Where God at? Well, answer me. Where God at? Well, if God is in you, then when you go there, God is there. And the same thing that you expect to happen in the sanctuary happens in the sanctuary. And it's simply based on awareness. Humility, the fellowship of his sufferings. He says this. Who do men say that I am? He said, some say thou Elias, a prophet, one of the prophets. He said, yeah, but who you say? Who you say? He said, thou art the Christ, Son of living God. He said, oh, blessed are thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood is not revealed this, but my Father, which is in heaven. Then he says, and I say also unto you, thou art Peter. Y'all got to catch what he's saying. He said, I'm telling you, you too. Because when you get the revelation of the Christ, you are the Christ. Okay, okay. All right. All right. When you get the revelation of the Christ, you the Christ. He was trying to tell you. Right? He's upon the rock, I'll build my church, gates of hell shall not prevail against you. I give you the keys of the kingdom, whatever you bind on earth, bind in hell, whatever you lose on earth, lose on earth. He lays it out. Then he starts to tell them. He said, don't go tell nobody I'm the Messiah. Stop. You know what's going to hit the hardest when you're witnessing or when you lay hands on that person, they get up out of their wheelchair, amen? Y'all don't see it? Okay, cool. Y'all see it? Y'all see it? I see it for myself. Next time somebody fall out, you raise them up. What they going to say? What? How far are you wherever you go? Where did you get this from? And then you tell them the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you. I'm going to get to something real quick. Then he began to tell them, don't go tell nobody I'm the Messiah. We've been hollering Jesus' name too much.
Amen.
And not being his name.
That's so true.
You know, his name is his character. It's not the finishing touch on your prayer. Don't go tell nobody I'm the Messiah. And then he says this. He says, then he began to explain to them how this works. We don't know how it works. He began to explain to them how it works. He said, ain't gonna come get me. Right? He said, I'm gonna suffer many things of the scribes, of the priests, and the elders. And he ain't say the street dudes, he said the church people.
Yeah.
He's, I'm gonna suffer many things of the priests and the elders and the scribes, right? He said, and they're gonna take me and they're gonna kill me. But I'm gonna get up on the third day. The man told him how the finish was gonna be. Peter talked about, no, Lord. Come on, rebuke Jesus. It's not gonna be to you. Why did Peter say that? Because Peter ain't gonna die. Peter wanted to be the Christ, but everybody wanna go to heaven, but nobody wanna die. Everybody want resurrection, but nobody want no nails. He told Peter, get behind me, Satan. For thou art an offense to me. You're a stumbling block. You're in the way. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. You think man's way is a better way. Then he starts explaining how it happens. You ready for this? And y'all go study. I ain't got time. I got a minute and 40 some seconds left. And I am not going over. He said, if any man come after me, any and every man that come after me, let him deny himself. And not just that, take up the cross. And follow me. Why you won't pick up a cross unless you're going to get killed. Let him deny himself. Notice the words. I ain't got time to get into it. Notice the word let. The denial is an allowance. See, what's happened is we've been holding on to that other self. There's a self that you have that's built off of what they told you when you was little, the mistakes that you made, some issues that you went through, and you thought that was your identity. No, deny that self. Because the true self is the Christ in you. Say, I am aware of God in me. Come on, say it again. Say,
I am aware
of God in me. Don't pick no special moments. Don't try to get no spiritual moment. Don't try to work up no lather no more. Trying to work up a lather. Work up a lather of the spirit, right? You should be praying in the spirit from God. Not trying to get to him. You should be loving. We only love God because he what? That means the love that we got going to him came from him at first. And if it's about love, it's about everything else in your life. Amen. Amen. Amen.